I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We've got to welcome in our Richmond audience listening on AM 910 and FM 105.1 for the next 3 hours today. For the rest of you who have been listening on 106.7, we are taking you up to 6:30 tonight. Ahead of Nationals pregame, Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler. In Philadelphia tonight, the Nats taking on the Phillies, a first pitch slated for just after 7 o'clock. As promised, let's give away right now a pair of tickets to see Kid Rock and Foreigner. If you are the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067, congrats, you're winning those tickets. Kid Rock and Foreigner's Bad Reputation Tour, Jiffy Lube Live, August 26th, later this month, courtesy of Live Nation, about 3 weeks away. Buy your tickets now, livenation.com, and we'll have another chance to win a pair of tickets to see Kid Rock and Foreigner on the show in 3 hours at 6. So make note of that. Set the alarm if you're not going to be listening to come back and check us out at that time. We'll be giving those tickets away right at the top of the 6 o'clock hour.
Foreigner is kind of silly. You sleep on them. Obviously, you, as a musical genius and a savant who knows pretty much encyclopedically every song by every band of all time, I don't think Foreigner gets enough credit.
I've always said that.
Yeah, you have said that.
And I, luckily, when you guys have played Foreigner in the past on our little musical game that we play.
You always got them.
Does Grant know the band? I crush Foreigner every single time. Foreigner is my jam.
Which one is not a Foreigner song? You ready? Cold.
I'm spotting the lie?
Yeah, spotting the lie. One is not a Foreigner song. I Want to Know What Love Is, Waiting for a Girl Like You, Jukebox Hero, Pour Some Sugar on Me, or Cold as Ice.
Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero is a Foreigner song.
Cold as Ice.
That is also a Foreigner song.
Waiting for a Girl Like You.
That is also a Foreigner song.
What was the other one?
I Want to Know What Love Is and Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Okay. I Want to Know What Love Is.
That's you named the four Foreigner songs. That was incredible.
Wow.
Not the game, but you got it somehow.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
That's Def Leppard.
Okay. I misunderstood the game.
Ah, yes, I see.
I thought I was spotting the four truths.
Spotting the four factuals.
Not the actual lie.
Amazing.
What's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? And how did we get here? So the NFL and the NFL Players Association negotiated in the new CBA to have a third-party arbiter, and that's Judge Sue Robinson, decide what a suspension's going to be. But she does not have the final say. The end-all, be-all is still Roger Goodell's, believe it or not. In fact, there is a clause in the CBA, and I didn't realize this until this week, but the NFL's going to win.
Yep.
Whatever they want, we already knew they'd win. They win all the time. They're undefeated like Floyd Mayweather. But whatever they want to happen is going to happen because, quite literally, in the CBA, there is a clause that says the league's ruling is, quote, full, final, and complete, end quote.
I can't believe the NFLPA and the players agreed to it.
I agree.
I can't believe they agreed to it.
There's got to be more that we don't know. I might have to hit up our guy George Atala and some of the folks we know over there, because the whole point of this third-party arbitration process, from what I could gather, was that they didn't want Roger Goodell to be the judge, juror, executioner, that they didn't want him to have the final say, that they wanted to have the ability to have someone else determine these punishments, which they only really did in show.
Yep.
The hearing with Sue Robinson was a dog and pony show. If Roger Goodell can just come along now and say 1 year suspension for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Clark, who writes and does podcasts for The Ringer, covers the NFL. We've had him on the show. I find him really entertaining.
I'm a fan of his.
I saw this quote in something he wrote within the last 24 hours. He said, "The NFL has ironclad language in its corner that will give it the win, as it did in Deflategate and other cases that have gone to court," end quote. I also read, based on someone who was writing a column on this who spoke to like a legal expert, that basically there's no way, based on what's in the CBA, this clause, that the Players Association could win when they challenge what Roger Goodell says. But the bottom line here is that you've got this ruling from Judge Robinson. She comes out and says six games. I happen to think that's a little bit light, frankly. What do I care? What do I matter for that reason? They don't care about me.
Mm-hmm.
But Roger Goodell wanted 1 year all along. So does he hedge? Does he say, okay, I would have gone a year. She went six games, so let's split the difference and say 12 games or something. Or does he just go back to his original plan all along because they wanted the full season and a suspension of $5 million? That's what they want Deshaun Watson to pay, is $5 million. Danny, my point is, if it's a one-year suspension and $5 million, it's like the hearing never happened. What was the point of any of it?
You have gotten to the bottom of it, and you used the correct word, show. This is why it's set up this way. Picture this. The players cannot stand Roger Goodell, right? The Players Association cannot stand him. The various players, the way he hands out discipline, how annoying it is, nickel dime for this, I get four games. Somebody, you know, targets, late hits, takes out my knees, it's fine. They cannot stand the way that discipline is doled out in the NFL. We got to get it off Goodell's plate. So the NFL goes like this. When do we get bad PR? When does the NFL get bad PR? When somebody does something, and we're not an investigative body, we put football games on television. We're great at that. We're all billionaires because of it. We're not good at this figuring out what happened, get to the bottom of it, have a standard that matters. We get in trouble when we do this sort of stuff in the court of public opinion. Okay, whether it be Greg Hardy, whether it be Ray Rice, Zeke Elliott, whatever. They bungle these sorts of things. So you got a third party. And if you like what the third party does, we did our job, it's great. If you don't, you swoop in and you're the hero. Based on what? Public opinion. The majority of public opinion on this specific case is what you just said, that this is a little bit light. The reasons the judge gave, by the way, are very reasonable reasons, in so much as this is not in the CBA specifically. This is an unprecedented level of suspension you guys are looking for. What we do here in the court of laws, we have kind of, you know, the basis for that. If someone does X, they get Y. If someone does B, they get Q. You guys don't have that. There's no precedent. Six games, even though I find the behavior egregious, that's kind of what the standard is.
Well, Judge Robinson also said, by the way, that in her opinion, the 1 year was very arbitrary. And
exactly,
the reason that the NFL wanted 1 year, this harsh punishment, was simply because of public outcry.
Yes.
She basically said, you guys are playing to a crowd. I referenced Ray Rice, but Goodell, trying to play the good guy here and essentially make amends for the past, he still answers for the Ray Rice mishandling, which I looked up was in 14.
Yep.
So it was only 8 years ago. It felt like longer. But he still answers for that. Still talked about regularly in Goodell circles. You know, anytime that his name comes up, that is one of the first things that people mention. So he views this, I think, as a chance at a mea culpa or to prove that he's changed.
That they take it very seriously.
Her whole point is everything you're trying to do is just because of public outcry and to appease people that are very upset.
Calvin Ridley, because he's the first guy that got caught betting after betting's become legalized, got a year. They're trying to set a precedent there. You have the context of what's happened before where the NFL, and Goodell specifically, has bungled these sorts of things. So now Robinson makes a recommendation, and Goodell gets to swoop in and be the hero this time. Because that's what the public wants right now, is a much stiffer suspension for Deshaun Watson. So they're going to get it. And the legal arguments that I've heard, I mean, I read a lot about this, and it's basically, you know, some nitpicky kind of language. Well, this isn't specifically spelled out in the CBA. We have other precedent for how much the suspensions are. But for the most part, I'm with Kevin Clark and other legal experts that have said the language is very clear here. There's no getting around this. Whatever Goodell says when he slams the gavel is it. The NFL is quote unquote appealing. It's not the way you think of an appeal. It's Roger Goodell is going to decide. People will present their arguments to him, and it's adorable. You could say whatever you want in there. You could talk about how Pluto used to be a planet, then it's not, now maybe it is again. And he's going to slam the gavel with what he thinks the public wants in this case, because now he has that power. I can't believe he has it, but he does.
I'm sure there's more to it than what we're seeing here. But when I saw this clause that is written in the CBA that both sides signed off on, and that the NFL ultimately, even after Judge Robinson, or whoever the third-party arbiter will be after her, comes down with a ruling, that the NFL's decision is full, final, and complete. Quite literally, what the judge thinks doesn't matter that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to know, why would the PA have agreed to that? Maybe they didn't have a choice because we are all yelling at them to play football. We don't want work stoppages.
Yeah.
And there are other things that they cared more about.
Maybe there's a give back somewhere. Who knows?
Whether that's marijuana usage and the players being able to medically use that drug, or who knows? I mean, there are things that where the NFL has budged over the years and the players have kind of met them in the middle. But if this was really your battleground, if you cared a lot about taking away the power from Goodell, because that's how it was celebrated after the fact, I would say, in the media,
mm-hmm.
was Goodell is no longer calling the shots. I think a lot of people thought that Sue Robinson was determining the length of Deshaun Watson's suspension. And then, right beforehand, we're going, no, actually, she's just suggesting, as an arbiter, what she thinks Goodell should do. So, basically, we're having a hearing so that someone who isn't Goodell can tell him what they would do. And then Goodell's going to come in and do what he wants. And we'll see if that's any way or how much of a factor that is. But that is what I'm fascinated by.
One quick point of clarification, and I saw this reported a couple times. I want to make sure we mention it. Pro Football Talk had this and some others as well. Per a source, Roger Goodell will not personally handle the Deshaun Watson appeal. He's going to designate somebody, quote unquote, not with the league office. But again, the word you used is right. It's a show. It's a dog and pony show.
So Roger Goodell's appointing someone to do it.
Yes.
That means it's controlled by Roger Goodell. This is the same as the hearings with the Commanders.
Yeah, when the Commanders appoint someone to find things out about them, somehow it works out in their favor. I mean, come on. We all kind of know what this is. But yeah, this is...
How do you think it goes down, though? And we can open up the MGM National Harbor Listener Alliance for the first time today. We should do that now. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Do you think that her decision for six games ends up being an influential factor? Or do you think he just picks up now, hands this off to whoever he's handing it off to, and says, hey, here's your job. And oh, by the way, 1 year and $5 million.
I think ultimately the NFL gets to do two things here. And when I say NFL, I guess I mean Goodell. They get to swoop in and be the hero to give him more games. B, they can also thread the needle and avoid a legal fight. And even though they'll win that legal fight, it's still, you'd like to avoid it, I would think, presumably, right? You don't want to end up in court and have to argue this and that, and who knows what records get subpoenaed, who knows if they're going to say, well, if you guys want to do this, then we need to know about Robert Kraft, or we need to know about Dan Snyder, we need to know about Stephen Ross. Who knows what could end up in court? They prefer not to be engaged in lawsuits. So here comes Goodell, who's swooping with his cape on and go, let's split the difference. I want indefinite, which is the reason they floated that out there, by the way, which means at least a year and that money. That's what I want, quote unquote. You guys put out a release right before the judge made her ruling and go, six games, let's all abide by it, right? Right, right, right. Let's split the difference. It'll be 10 or 12, and everyone will sort of get what they want.
But is that what you're calling the threading of the needle in the legal fight?
Yes.
To me, I think if they add anything, the Players Association sounds the bugles and beats the drums. See you on the battlefield. If he had a single game, I think anything other than what this third-party arbiter that you agreed to and we agreed to suggested, I know that's what I would do. Again, I'm not advocating for or defending Deshaun Watson being on the field.
No, there's a clear distinction there. You're right.
I am playing the role right now of D. Smith and George Atala and that crew. I'm Grant Smith. The first thing I would do, I would tell Roger Goodell, any additional games on this suspension, we are absolutely taking you to court. Now, the league will win, it sounds like, if the reporting being done by some that we've cited already is true. And if that's actually written in the CBA, they don't have much of a fight anyway or much ground to stand on. But I don't think that would be threading the needle, quote unquote. Like, okay, I want a year, you guys want six games, here's 10. Uh-uh. They want six, and they feel like it should be six now it was decided. I think if they made it seven games, they'd take them to court. Maybe one more game, one more week in the season isn't worth all the fees, but certainly 8, 10, 12, anything like that, which would be meeting them on some neutral ground, I think they're going to be livid.
Hmm.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Chad is in Winchester on Grant and Danny. What's up, Chad? How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm awesome. I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
So, you're sweet.
I tried to call on this issue last, I think it was last week. I'm just kind of using 2010 Roethlisberger as a precedent. In that case, Goodell actually ruled 6 games, and you know, in very verbiage he was saying, "Oh well, you know, it didn't rise to the thing of a legal conviction." But yeah, here we need to do this. So in this case, he can play both sides. He can go, "Well, okay, so I wanted a year. This arbitrator who is, you know, objective says 6. Okay, I'll go with 6." And then, you know, court of public opinion is going to go, okay, well, and it takes time. We're going to let that go by. And then, like with Roethlisberger, he cut the suspension to 4 games after 3 months and said, oh, yeah, he showed me that he's doing well. I mean, I think that's the same thing that's going to happen here. I think he's going to get 6. That's why the PA said, okay, we'll go with that, because they've seen what Goodell will do in the past.
Here's why I disagree with you, Chad, and I really appreciate the call, as always. 800-636-1067. We love to have you guys chime in with us. That was 12 years ago. That was a lot of bad looks for Roger Goodell ago on any kind of activities within his league where women were wronged. We just got through talking about Ray Rice. To me, that was the sea change. Because he came out and he looked so bad. Mm-hmm. The league looked so bad on that. Mm-hmm. When it was a couple games for Ray Rice, and then the video came out, and he was done forever. He's never going to play again. And then we said, well, wait a second. So if there's no video and we just know what happened and everyone's admitting to what happened, not a big deal. But when we see the video now, it's this gigantic problem and he can never play again. How about a little more foresight? Yeah. By the way, Roger, why didn't you guys get the video? Someone, TMZ sold it to someone for a bag of donuts.
Yeah, the NFL went, oops, we can't figure it out. TMZ had it an hour later
because they won. Sold it to them.
Yeah, but your point stands. You're 100% right about that, and that's why I think the NFL set up the structure where if they want to come in and be the hero, they get to be the hero now. If public opinion was like, that's too much for Deshaun Watson, they'd go, yeah, the arbiter decided, man.
Exactly.
Our hands are tied. But now everybody thinks, not everybody, a huge percentage of football fans, people that cover the league, they're watching the windsock. So it's blowing this way, and they go, oh, it's not light enough or it's not heavy enough? Watch this. We'll come in and add some games to it.
But this is why I truly believe, and I don't know if you would agree with me or not, this is why I truly believe that what he just said isn't going to happen, because he says, well, he reduced it before, there's precedent for this. That was at a time when the outcry publicly was not that this is an egregiously low number of games. So for him to go, he would be going against the masses.
Mm-hmm.
I think on both accounts, with Roethlisberger back then, which was just a different time, and now he's probably going with the majority of people. But certainly in this case, he gets to put his cape on and fly around.
Exactly.
And be the Mr. Good Guy Goodell.
And this is, you know, this is serial behavior. This is, again, according to the report, the ruling from Judge Robinson. And beyond that, you've got the dichotomy of, this is 2 more games than their bogus, you know, science fiction report about Tom Brady and footballs. This is a fraction of the number of games that Josh Gordon has been suspended for over, you know, misdemeanor pot type level stuff. This is a fraction of what Calvin Ridley's getting. This, the optics on this, and that's what people have complained about for so long as fans, this is their way to correct that, right? If Judge Robinson had come back with 10 games, they'd have been like, cool, all right, we'll see you. She's kind of citing precedent and everything else. The NFL doesn't care about precedent. They're not a legal body. They are a football league. And the CBA, you know, sort of governs labor and management relations, but they're able to kind of act as if, because we all know it's rules for ye and not for me.
Yeah.
The owners can do whatever the hell they want and get away with it. We watch that happen in our city, but we know it's not fair. The deck is stacked. But this is a time where the public opinion is distinctly one way, and Goodell's going to came. The phrase you used is 100% correct. He's going to put his cape on and swoop in and be the hero of the day.
I'll take care of this.
I'll fix it.
I'll double the suspension, and
boom.
Everyone will, you know, clap. And it really is strategically brilliant for him to have set it up this way. I mean, it really worked out beautifully for the NFL, as most things do, by the way.
Somehow, right?
The powerful get more powerful. But if, in fact, this hearing is not definitive in any way and just kind of sets it up that either way he's going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, if they gave him 2 years And everyone was saying, you can't give him 2 years. Then he could lower it to 1 year. He can just base anything he does on appealing to and appeasing the most people.
Yep.
Which isn't necessarily how it should be done on behalf of the players or maybe even in the way of justice, but could work out well for him and for the National Football League. The other thing about this, too, that's so crazy is you saw that they suspended Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
This was 2 days ago while we were on Soto Watch.
We're on Soto Watch, yeah.
And everything was Juan Soto being traded to the Padres. But, you know, he got a suspension that's 1 day longer than Deshaun Watson's. How not coincidental is that? I mean, quite literally, a day longer than Deshaun Watson's suspension.
Like, I'm sure that's random.
I know that they act like none of this stuff ties to one another, but they've got to have some board in an office, like straight out of a movie, when you're chasing a bad guy, where you just have names and dates of suspensions, and it's like they're throwing darts at stuff. Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Hollywood Brown got charged with criminal speeding this morning. Did you see this?
I did.
So Arizona Department of Public Safety, their spokesman Bart Graves confirmed today to the media that he was arrested at 7.05 a.m. on a State Road 101 on Wednesday morning. So this was yesterday, I guess. Three quarters of the Phoenix metro area this road covers. But he was booked in jail, released on his own recognizance on Wednesday evening, was there for several hours. He was traveling 126 miles per hour on a 65-mile-per-hour road.
Very Jason Worthian.
How about very Henry Ruggsian?
Ooh.
Now, clearly, that was a drunk driving incident, and hopefully Hollywood Brown was just joyriding. But 126 miles an hour in a 65 is so irresponsible and so ridiculous and potentially so damaging to society, literally and figuratively, that's going to lead to some type of punishment from the league.
Yeah, rightfully so.
So if that leads to, and it could be a game or two, but let's just say it's a 4-game suspension. You know that people are going to say, even though 126 is not 73, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It's a really big deal. They're going to say, so wait, he sped and got 4 games, and yet Deshaun Watson, with dozens and dozens of women, allegations of sexual harassment, and in some cases, allegedly sexual assault, and it's 6 games. Like, you've just set yourself up for every punishment is a comparison and a juxtaposition.
Absolutely.
Even though that's not how it works.
No, and again, I keep saying the same thing over and over, and I know I'm a broken record. It's a football league. They're not good at investigations. They're not good at sort of doling out suspensions and punishment and things, and they don't have laws on the books. Countries have rule of law. We have laws on the books for damn near everything, and if we don't have one and something new happens, we write them. We figure it out. The NFL is sort of dealing with this stuff on the fly, and it's like, if you make a DraftKings lineup, it's 3 games. If you do a parlay, it's a season. Like, there's nothing written down for anything. So they're flying by the seat of their pants. So a judge looks at that and goes, yeah, this is what the precedent is, 6 games. They're going, well, there's been a lot of screw-ups on our part where we've undersold some of these punishments, and it's 2 more games than our Tom Brady thing where we put together thousands of pages of science reports. We kind of have to ramp that up a little bit. Otherwise, we look bad.
If you guys want to react to anything we're talking about, you can do that on the MGM National Harbor listener lines right now at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. Also, next, let's do this. If you were calling the shots, how many games would you give Deshaun Watson? Based on what has already happened, that he was determined to have gotten 6 by the third-party judge, and knowing the league wants him to have a full year, what do you think's going to happen and what should happen? And we'll take those calls on those questions as well. 800-636-1067. Plus, Darius, are we ready to spin the NFL wheel next segment? All right, we're going to have a random celebrity tell Darius to spin the wheel, and then we'll break a burning question down on a random NFL team. Next on Grant and Danny.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.